is president of the Manitoba Beef Producers. Hello.
Hi there.
So, Tyler, what will these programs mean for livestock producers here in our province?
It's going to go a long ways to just bring certainty to the situation that that has lacked any certainty over the course of the last 2 or 3 months. We've got producers that are, that really struggled throughout the growing season with next to no pasture growth. And this program really focuses, I think, on supporting those producers in securing their winter feed production. And in some cases, it'll mean moving the cattle to where the feed, where they can find feed, and in other circumstances, moving the hay and other feed ingredients to where the cattle are. And so it's really a really positive development because we really need to secure those feed resources for the winter.
And will this make a difference to those who are in the process of selling their livestock or are going out of business?
So the minister, as part of the announcement and some of the questions today in the press conference, made reference to a phase two, and he's provided really some. I have confidence that there's a second segment of this agri-recovery program that wasn't announced today, but will address that issue. And what we're talking about is for those individual producers that were forced to sell livestock, their breeding cows, it'll cost them two, three times as much to get back in when the conditions improve. And so the idea would be a program that would address the huge equity loss that that those individual producers would be exposed to.
You said you're hoping for another announcement to be made. Now, for today's announcements, do you think it comes in time enough for those in dire straits?
Well, I mean, ideally we would have had something ready on the shelf, ready to go. But I will acknowledge the fact that this is really an unprecedented circumstance. The scope of the drought from northwestern Ontario all the way to BC, and just how really no area throughout that prairie area has been dealing with, even close to average conditions. It's hard to think that there would be anything that would really address it ready to go. In my opinion, what this announcement does is it provides producers with some funds that they can use to secure those winter feed. And so that winter feed and what that in turn will do is allow them to make the decisions as to whether or not they can afford to keep their whole herd around, or if they will be forced to reduce it. I don't think it's too late to address the winter situation. Nothing's changed with respect to the total winter feed production, but it's definitely a positive development.
Now, I understand some of the programs require that you must have at least 10 cattle and spend at least $500 to make a claim. Do you have a sense of how many producers in the province will use these programs?
Well, I would say that of the 6,000 producers that Manitoba Beef Producers represents, that I would say likely most of them would likely make use of the program. It's one that, to make it clear, winter feed production across Manitoba is probably, down 30, 40, 60% from normal levels, and it's very widespread. And so a program like this will allow individual producers to kind of make the decisions that are best for them to address the situation. So I'm fairly confident that it'll be a widely used program.
And the plan is to maintain the amount of livestock within the province. Overall, how far will this funding go in helping to achieve that going forward?
So there's several aspects to it. There's the transportation of feed and livestock, but then there's the bigger portion really on this announcement today was the feed assistance side. And that represents $250 per head. In a normal year, that would likely represent about roughly a third of your total feed expenses. In a year like this, where feed ingredients are really high, hay prices are double what they typically would be, it's not going to go as far. But it will make a difference in allowing producers to keep more on their farm, as long as they're able to secure that scarce feed.
Thank you for making time for us, Tyler. Really appreciate it.
No, thanks for the opportunity to share this. It's important.
That was Tyler Fulton, president of the Manitoba Beef Producers.